Hello, all you lovely people out there. This is Mistress Brighton, and today's blog post is titled How to Avoid Being an Asshole in Life, a Femdom's Perspective. Now, keep in mind, I basically get paid to humiliate men, and they get off on being called names. They get off on being humiliated for how they look or their dick size or that they're wearing panties under their three-piece suit. And that's all wonderful. I don't, you know, I avoid judging people's kinks, and I do not kink shame, like whatever your kink is. As long as you are not harming anyone, do what makes you happy. So that's what this blog post is about. It's about a personal pet peeve of mine, which is overly judgmental people. And when I say overly judgmental, yes, that includes people that are racist and sexist, but just also people who are just judgmental in general. How much energy do you burn? Like, how much energy do you have just pouring out of you to hate someone or to spew vitriol? How much energy do you waste doing that? Like, now, I know some people get off on, you know, debating. I'm not a debater. I'm an introvert. And as I've stated before, I am non-religious. I do believe that there is a higher power. I believe in the spirit. I believe in energy. I believe in the universe. I'm not religious. However, I don't care if, like, I have nothing to say about anyone's religion, again, unless you're calling me for blasphemy, phone sex, and you want to bash whatever, then that's different. If that's your kink, hey, great, super. But in general, I practice avoiding that. I practice avoiding being that guy, you know, the judgmental asshole that always has something to say about everyone. Like, regardless of who it is, like, they're always complaining, they're always unhappy, and they're always judging every single being. That has got to be exhausting. Like, seriously, that has to be exhausting. It has to be exhausting being so negative all the time. So, just from my perspective, I have met people, and I said this in my blog, I've met people from all walks of life, older, younger, transgender, black, white, Asian, different religions, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, you get the point. And I didn't always know all the things that I know, and I'm still learning. You know, in life, you never stop learning. And it took me a long time to get to where I am now to say, okay, that's cool. You know, let people live their lives and, you know, do your own thing. I believe in following your passion. I believe in doing what makes you happy. I believe in respecting other people and other people respecting you. Now, I'll elaborate on that in a minute because there's another part to that. But this is basically how to avoid being an asshole. And the number one rule that I have for avoiding being an asshole in life: mind your own goddamn business. Mind your own business. Like, I don't understand how people can just go through life sticking their noses into shit that doesn't concern them and running around talking about people and gossiping and yeah. That's what it sounds like. You sound like an annoying little yippy yappy chihuahua. Shut up. I'm the type of person that I don't say anything unless I have something to say, or if I'm on a call and talking to you, naturally. I keep to myself, and I prefer minding my own business because I would rather be in my little area, in my space, unbothered, than have to see and listen to people piss and moan about stuff that has nothing to do with them and tear people down. And that's another one of my big pet peeves, especially when women do it to each other. Like, there's no need for you. You don't have to tear another woman down to make yourself feel or look or sound better. There's no need to do that. We're all women, you know. Well, not all of us are women, but those of us that are women, you're wonderful. You're intelligent. You are powerful. And I want to uplift women. And regardless of their color or their religion or their whatever, I'm all for uplifting women. What I can't stand, you know, this is my rant. My pet peeve is people that tear each other down. There's no need for it. Women who tear down other women. Men who tear down women. Like, guys, you don't talk about each other like that, do you? Like, I would hope not. Honestly, though, seriously, guys, men gossip more than women do. I've seen it. Like, I am witness to it. But let me get back on the subject. Just the first rule, mind your own business. And the second rule is, I guess, like, think about how you would feel if you were on the receiving end of whatever it is that you're saying. You know, like, just stop for a second. And whatever belief you've been taught or whatever views that you grew up with that you have been influenced by, you know, the people around you, whatever racist, sexist, prejudiced thing you've learned, I want you to stop. And I want you to just think about, how would you feel if you were on the receiving end of that, of whatever it is that you're saying about another human being? Think about it. And I put something at the end of my blog post that basically says, just don't be a fucking dick to people for no other reason than you're an idiot. Admit that you're an idiot. Go educate yourself on why whatever racist, sexist, prejudice thing is disrespectful and offensive, and then go eat a cookie. So basically what I'm saying is, mind your own business and educate yourself. Because if you're someone who grew up thinking all of a certain race is like stupid or whatever idiotic, just ridiculous, ignorant view you have, please educate yourself. Please educate yourself. And please know that it is okay to be wrong. It's okay to have a mind-blowing explosion and just say, oh, wow, I've been so wrong about this view that I have. It's okay. Educate yourself. You know, do some research. Now, as far as the respect go, because I did say that I was going to elaborate on that. Another sex worker that I know said this, and she basically said, I don't need people to respect me. And she was talking about her line of work, like, you know, I don't need your respect to do what I do. Like, just leave me the fuck alone. And I generally agree with that. Like, okay, this is what I do, and I don't need you to agree with it. I don't need you to try to, like, argue me down and tell me, oh, why are you doing that? I don't need your respect. Like, if someone tells me, well, I don't respect what you do, okay, well, that's one less Christmas card that I have to send out. Whoop-de-woo. Moving on with my life. I don't care. So that's how I feel about respect as far as people respecting what I do or my personal choices. I don't need you to respect my personal fucking choices. They're my personal choices. What I need you to do is mind your own goddamn business. With emphasis, mind your own goddamn business. It doesn't concern you. That person's doing their own thing. They've got purple hair. They've got an afro. They've got cornrows. They've got green hair. They've got hair under their armpits. Are they bothering you? No? Okay, well, mind your own goddamn business. Oh, that woman. Just mind your own business. That's all I'm saying. I don't need you to respect what I do. I just need you to mind your own business. Go back to your little corner. Go have a cookie. Go play outside. I don't know. So that's all I have to say about that. You can read the blog on enchantrixtees.com, and you can probably tell, you can hear my voice when I'm passionate about something. This is something that I'm passionate about because I'm, it makes my blood boil the way people treat each other. And it makes my blood boil how little respect women in society have for each other. It's really sad. It's sad to me how little respect men have for women in general. And there's so many things that I see and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what is wrong with you people? So when I'm done with that, I just kind of go back to my little, you know, happy bubble, and I smile and I meditate and I mind my own business. Because you've heard of extreme BDSM. I am an extreme introvert. When I'm in my space, when I'm working, when I'm focused on something, just don't talk to me. I don't want to talk. I'm in my happy place. Leave me be. So that's how I live my life. And I think that the world would be a better place if people would avoid judging, and if they mind their own business and stop sticking your nose where it doesn't fucking belong. You know, like, people just do the most, and I don't get it. I don't get, like, why do you have to do all of that? What is the reason? Please explain to me, what is the reason that you feel that you need to stick your neck over someone else's, you know, fence and get involved in their personal business? What reason do you have to comment on the color of somebody's skin and say that, whatever, you know, are they bothering you? Are they stopping you from living your life? And honestly, really? Why are you worried about the color of somebody's skin or their religion? Or why are you stereotyping? Do you know anything about this person? Do they know you? So anyway, that's my base message is mind your own fucking business. Just mind your business. And if you're a judgmental cunt, go educate yourself. Because you're never too old to learn or too young to learn. Just go read a book, go do some research on why you are seriously in the wrong and you just need to have a timeout. So that's my message to everyone. Again, you can read it at enchantrixtees.com. And if you do want me to make fun of you and humiliate you and degrade you for how you look or for your tiny dick, or you want me to spit in your face and fuck you with a strap on, you can call me 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. And listen, stay hydrated. Mind your own business. Go read a book. Be nice to each other. And yeah, that's it. So I will talk to you lovely people soon. Bye-bye.